Well, good morning, Interbet fans, and welcome to Turfantine. We're on the inside track Thursday, the 6th of November. 20 penetrometer, 3.5 false rail from the 500 meter mark, 8 race program. Let's go into the first race, 12:10, and it's a work rider's maiden plate over 14:50. Well, Trail Runner comes back from the break and gets Sam Messier, 14-10 favorite, but I think Babette's Feast might give it something to think about. Number 11, the cock-in mate with Chama Mabaya. Went to Wedding, number 6, 2 very good runs, and that might be the answer. That's the way I wanted to play it, was Winter Wedding on top. She had 3 runs in October, and she's improving nicely. The Tony Peters stable's in great form. Race 2, merit rated 80, 2,000 meters. Iger Sanction, ignore his last start. This horse is quite classy, should go really well here. Robert Browning got 5 points for winning last time. Follow the Master shows a lot of pace. That's number 5. Olympian Gold, the other St. Jim runner, is 11-10 favorite with Foree and deserves to be. Don't ignore Flag Bearer. Might run really well here. Race 3, maiden plate, 1,800 meters. Kavo Molka, the Robbie Sage runner, 2-1 favorite here. Joint favorite with number 10, Counselor. So between the two of them, you look like you've got the winner. They should fight it out. Camel Cover was back last time out, in from long odds, and ran a very good race behind 6 of all. Counselor has run 2 extremely good races and gets Foree on it, plus half a kilo, but does get the 4 kilos from Camel Cover. Naratoi, number 1, might be the improver from the Crawford outfit with von Rensburg aboard. Race 4, maiden plate, fillies and mares, 1,800 meters. Frangipangi, a really good last run behind Hazy Daisy. That's gone on to win again. And Hita was backed into 7-10 last time and ran pretty well as well. So they look like they'll fight it out, although my slight preference is for Frangipangi. Of the rest, maybe Blood of Eden and Flying World worth including. Race 5. Divided, fillies and mares, they go 1,800 meters. This is a very, very difficult race. I would go as wide as possible. Hazy Daisy is the even money favorite, as we've just mentioned. She's 1-3 on the bounce and obviously quite useful. She's only had 4 starts. Trent Mayhew takes the 1.5 off again. But this is a real step up. Azaleas for All, Gavin Lorena. When you see Lorena ride one of Ronnie Bronco's horses, you put it in. Kissing Machine, very good form. Back last time, might improve on that. Streisand and Future Date both got some sort of chance. Even Alta Capitana might improve with an E. So it's quite difficult, as you can see. Race 6, 1,800 meter divided. With the scratching of 1-2 Buckle My Shoe, Grum the Drochet looks like the right horse, won really well first time out. We'll see how Blood of Eden goes earlier. Grum the Drochet was backed into 8-10, and he took time to warm up, but looks like a nice horse. And he doesn't meet much here. Rejuvenate won on the Polly. What else is there? Well, I really just can't find anything. Rosie Lemon maybe runs on in Quenzen. Where's he? Number 1, won well after a maiden. But who knows if it's good enough to beat number 3. Race 7, merit rated 78, 1,600 meters. The 5-4 favorite is Palace Attack. Ran really well after the maiden and should have won, actually. Was very, very unlucky. But I think Unsolved Riddle's a big player here. Gets the cheek pieces on. Quite consistent, this horse. He'll go well. Ombudsman might be improver, third run. Frere Jacques. This ran a good post-maiden as well, but got well beaten, so maybe worth including 2. Race 8, merit rated handicap, 2,000 meters. Peace Treaty, cracking last run. This horse has come tumbling down in the merit rating. This is probably a very, very good spot for him. Bob Lee Swagger, I find, is a danger. This is a big-priced horse, and I think this might be the each way. He's a course and distance, 1-from-1. Look for him to improve, Bob Lee Swagger. I think he'll go really well here. So he's my find of the race. Of the rest of them, well, Pomazelis, you've got to ignore his last start, might improve, and Hat Furious got form. From me, James Goodman, have a great day's racing at Turfantine on the inside track.